Good afternoon. It is 24 past. Beautiful day out there. It's a Wednesday, kind of cruising through the week. And gosh, it won't be very long. We'll be hitting the road. We've got the Fall Harvest Tour starting on Monday. For me, it starts on Sunday, as I'll be traipsing through South Dakota. And First Farm Talk next week will be in Aberdeen at the Aberdeen Livestock. And looking forward to that, visiting with our friends that we met around there last year. All right, we need to find out what happened with the markets today. Andrew Cabbage with our friends at Lighthouse Commodities out in the Bismarck area, but they're everywhere. In a good way, right, Andrew? Right?
Well, generally, I think so, yeah.
Okay, no creepy voices when you call up. I know it's getting
closer. Right, yeah. We're everywhere you need us to be, right?
Exactly. Well, let's talk about the markets today. We so very rarely have days where we look at the grains and pretty much everything was in the green today, and there was some buying going on. What led to the positive day?
Yeah, you know, kind of good market action given kind of the weak trade into the close yesterday, back today. I think you're continuing to see a decent round of fund short covering here. These guys have had, ample profit here from their, established shorts from earlier this summer across all these commodity complexes. And I think tune has changed a little bit. You had interest rate drop here last week, kind of maybe kicking off some, thoughts on maybe inflation expectations, stuff like that. So I think generally mostly fund movement. We are seeing a little bit. Some of this is based upon this continued dryness off the South American early weather, extended forecast still showing some rain coming, but I think right now, two-week forecast still remaining dry, and I think market's still keeping a bit of a weather premium in for that today.
How much more of this also has to do with the fact that maybe the crop isn't quite as huge as the USDA thinks it is? I mean, there's still going to be some record areas, but some of the early reports from the yields coming up, not quite. I mean, we're not talking dramatic drops, but maybe a percent or two down, not quite as big?
Yeah, I mean, I would honestly say the opposite. I mean, the stuff we're seeing from the central Iowa states,
really?
From what I see sitting down here in Nebraska, I mean, you're seeing Iowa state yields that are, 20, 30 above
really?
Farm records.
Oh, boy.
I think the Dakotas, it's going to be a little spottier. Southwest Minnesota, where we had that early wetness, certainly took the shine off things. But I think the corn yield could grow slightly here. Beans may take a bit of a ding, just with this dry finish. You maybe didn't quite get things off, but, even those yields, 75, 85 bushel beans, Central Illinois, farm record type numbers. So, there are some weaker spots, but I think the areas that are good are going to be extremely good this year. So
I agree with you with the Iowa states, because when I was down in Iowa, I got that feedback. But it was kind of just, and I don't want to say nice to say, but it helped. I was hoping it was helping the markets come back just a little bit, because we could use some more money in our pockets. You know what I mean? So from that standpoint.
Yeah, for sure.
Beans, what are you hearing from your growers? Because I'm hearing finally, I'm not seeing that every field's got a combine in it, but we're finally starting to get some soybeans off.
Yeah, certainly. Saw a few guys start trickling on stuff late last week. Definitely going to start picking up the pace this week, through this week, and I think next week you'll hit it full bore, especially with the weather where it's at here, warm, breezy, not a lot of moisture in the forecast. I think guys are going to be hitting it pretty hard, hearing reasonably good yields everywhere so far in this early stuff, some 40s and 50s, central North Dakota. So awfully good for some of these areas, I think, from that perspective.
Yeah. Anything to get the prices moving? Going back to South America, do you think there's something there? I mean, I hate to, think bad things for anybody, but it's like, if it could help, the prices come back a little bit?
Yeah, it's kind of a Groundhog Day versus a year ago, early dry start. Things got delayed, market built a little risk premium because of it. I ended up getting the moisture, turned around, had a decent bean crop, or near record bean crop actually,
right,
and whatever. You got, potential La Nina forming for this summer. You're really not that far behind down there. October 1 is still fairly normal plant dates. you know, it's kind of like first of May or late April up in the, you know, central Corn Belt is okay. It's a dry start, but if we get some mid-May rains, we're in good shape type of thing. So we're continuing to watch these, you know, 2 week out forecasts, but you know, as somebody said last week, it's a rainforest and eventually, you know, you'll get a rain. So,
okay. Well, you guys, I'm sure are going to be ahead of the game or watching what's going on. Lighthouse Commodities serving folks in the tri-state area, even further out, down to the south. And, before we let you go, Andrew, real quick, if you could, 30 seconds, how do folks get a hold of you?
Yeah. Primary, just head to our website, lighthousecommodities.com. Got information there if you want to reach out on any of our professional marketing services. Otherwise, give us a ring at 701-516-8025 and certainly give you a little time and see if we can be of help to folks out there.
Absolutely. You guys do this every day. Andrew, thank you so much. Appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you guys again next week.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks. You have a good day, too. We'll see you.
Thank you. Andrew Cabas again from Lighthouse Commodities, the Bismarck area.